Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Happy days are here again, and that was by Ben Selvin and his orchestra from 1929. Written by Milton Ager and Jack Yellen, Ben was joined by Annette Hanshaw and the Rollickers, who provided the words. And very typical of the time, Ben Selvin was in fact a very popular band leader in the 1920s, and I gather that according to some, he's credited with being the most recorded of all the band leaders in popular music. Well, he achieved this title by recording and performing under his own name and also under many others. And I gather he kept up a very hectic schedule, both for himself and for his musicians. And we probably heard it on that tune, that recording. Many of the musicians who played in his band went on to lead very successful bands and had wonderful careers of their own. And I'm thinking here of people like Benny Goodman, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Jack Teagarden, Red Nichols, and Bunny Berrigan. So that was a touch of the old days, and that's what we will be listening to today. We're going to go back and listen to some early music to hear what was being played, recorded, and performed. We'll hear some names that are still familiar to contemporary audiences, and some names that, well, the folks had a wonderful time, but they kind of faded from sight after a while. So quite a mixture of musicians and singers today. Well, our next recording is perhaps our earliest recording of the lot, and it was made in 1923. And it also has the distinction of being the first recording that Sidney Bechet made. He made it with Clarence Williams and his Blue Five, and they performed a number written by Fats Waller and Clarence Williams himself, and it is Wildcat Blues. And after Sidney and friends, we'll go forward 2 years to a song from a musical written by Jerome Kern, who was one of the great songwriters of all time, working with Otto Harbach and Oscar Hammerstein at this point. And the musical is Sunny, and it opened on Broadway in 1925. And in the orchestra pit was the orchestra led by George Olson. And we'll hear a number from that show. And it may not be recorded on the day or on the night, but it was recorded by George Olson himself and his orchestra. And the song is called Who. And then we'll go to 1932, to a band that was starting out around that time called the Casaloma Orchestra, named after the nightclub. A nightclub that was to open in Toronto. I don't think they ever actually played at the Casaloma nightclub, but they certainly made lots of wonderful recordings. And we're going to hear one called I'm Crazy About My Baby. And here is Sidney Bechet with Clarence Williams and Wildcat Blues.
Thank you. Hardaway, who makes me dream all day, dreams I know can never come true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Means my happiness, who would I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess who. No one but you.
I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Mr. Cupid was our teacher, that's the reason we agree. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me. Parson, get your book out, ready in your hand. Keep a steady lookout, you can understand. It's an A1 combination with the perfect he and she. I'm crazy about my baby, and my baby's crazy about me.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we are going back many years to the 20s and the 30s, so recordings from years ago, and that's what we're listening to, some singers and lots of musicians. And I should point out that because these recordings are so old, and these are the original recordings, there's a little bit of surface noise on some of them, but I think it just adds to the atmosphere, at least that's what I like to think. Well, we started out our set with Sidney Bechet from 1923, very early on in his career, and that was, I believe, his first recording. And it was Wildcat Blues, and you heard Sidney on his clarinet. He switched later to the soprano sax and was equally wonderful on both of them. After that, we heard George Olsen and his orchestra with a vocal group and the Jerome Kern number, Who, from 1925. Now, you've just been listening to the Casaloma Orchestra, the number written by Fats Waller and Alex Hill, called I'm Crazy About My Baby. Well, for our next few numbers, we are going to cross the ocean and go over to Britain. And there was a very vibrant music scene over there at this time. And there's a lot of Americans who'd actually gone over in the 20s and made their home over there, career home. We're going to listen to some of the ones, the native-born. So another one of the imports, I think. We will hear from Al Boley, who I believe came originally from Mozambique and made his way to Britain via Europe. I think he spent some time in Germany. And he got to Britain in the 1920s, and we're going to hear him from then. And he is, at this point, singing with a group called Fred Ellizade and his music. And later on, he would go to work with Ray Noble, and we'll hear from him in just a moment, too. But Al and Fred are going to bring us a number written by Jimmy Campbell, Reginald Connolly, and Ted Shapiro. And it became very, very popular. And the number is If I Had You. And after Al, we will listen to Ray Noble. And this time, he was head of the New Mayfair Orchestra, which I think was associated with the British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC. And they frequently worked with Al Boley. But we will hear them this morning. The song is written by Hoagy Carmichael, and it had lyrics by Mitchell Parrish. And it's a very delightful song called One Morning in May. And we'll start with Jack Hilton. Started out in the 1920s, and I always liked the Jack Hilton outfit. They were very fine musically, and they always had a lovely, lively sound. And they did a lot of touring on the continent and then came back and did lots of recording and touring in Britain. We will hear them from 1928 with a number written by Bud Green and with lyrics provided by Sam Brown. And the Jack Hilton Orchestra will bring us the song, That's My Weakness Now.
Thank you. glad all of the while. I could change the gray clouds to blue if I had you. I could change the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There's just nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
We've just been listening to three recordings made in the UK in 1928 and in 1933. We just heard the New Mayfair Orchestra led by Ray Noble, and with a lovely rendition of Hoagy Carmichael's One Morning in May. And I think that is my favourite recording of that particular tune. It's so lyrical, and Ray Noble does a very nice job on it, I think. Well, before that, we heard Al Boley, who sang quite a lot with Ray Noble and his orchestra in the 1930s. We heard him from 1928 with Fred Ellis and his music and the lovely song If I Had You. And we started out in that year, 1928, with a wonderful dance band led by Jack Hilton and the song That's My Weakness Now. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. And we're back in the 1920s and the 1930s, listening to some early jazz and the dance bands and some of the singers that became quite popular later on, as you will hear. Well, we're going to return to the U.S. for the rest of our songs this morning. And our next performer, however, also came from Europe and is very famous for his singing, his acting, and his long and extensive movie career, and that is Maurice Chevalier. Well, he went over to the U.S. in the 1920s after having had quite a career in France already by that time. He made a number of movies in the 20s and into the 30s, and they are delightful movies. Maurice had a certain charm about him, and he really took to the stage and the screen very well indeed. Well, we'll hear him with a song from the 1929 movie called Innocence of Paris. And the song is written by Richard Whiting and Leo Robin, and it went on to become hugely popular. And this may be one of the first recordings of it, and it is called Louise, and that's Maurice Chevalier. And then we'll go to 1933, and we'll hear another debut recording by a jazz artist, and this time it's a very young Billie Holiday. She was just 18 when she went into the studio that day in 1933 and joined up with a group led by Benny Goodman, featuring the trumpet of Charlie Teagarden, the trombone of Jack Teagarden, the drums of Gene Krupa, and of course the clarinet of Benny Goodman. Well, the song is a cute one. It's called Your Mother's Son-in-Law, and it was written by Man Holliner and Alberta Nichols. And after that, we'll go forward to 1936 to another young performer starting out, and that was Lena Horne. Well, she certainly went on to have a fabulous career and a very long one, and I think she started out early on at the Cotton Club in New York. Well, we're going to hear her with an orchestra led by a chap called Noble Sissel. What a wonderful name. And he led a band in the 1930s. And one of the musicians that played with him from time to time was Sidney Bechet. So we will hear Sidney again on this one, with Lena providing the lyrics on a song written by Sammy Kahn and Saul Chaplin called That's What Love Did to Me. And we'll start with Maurice Chevalier and Louise.
Wonderful, oh, it's wonderful to be in love with you. Beautiful, you're so beautiful, you haunt me all day through. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise, birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise? Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, I love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sigh tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise? Just to see and hear you, oh, is joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true someone like you could love me, Louise?
made me hate things I used to love. My heart aches with misery. That's what love did to me. And now that you found somebody new, I can't help feeling the way I do. I'm as sad as I can be. That's what love did to me. Oh, everywhere I go, everyone I know tells me something about you. I just walk away. There's nothing I can say. They don't know I'm lost without you. Life's not the same, darling, since you're gone. And that's the reason I can't go on. Life without you just can't be. That's what love did to me.
A young Lena Horne from 1936, with the orchestra led by Noble Sizzle, including Sidney Bechet. And they brought us That's What Love Did to Me. And we heard a young Billie Holiday, in fact, her very first recording. It's entitled Your Mother's Son-in-Law. It was made in 1933, and she was joined by the Tea Garden brothers, Charlie and Jack. And that was a very musical family. Charlie played the trumpet, Jack, of course, on trombone, and their sister, Norma, played the piano. And we started off with Maurice Chevalier and Louise from 1929.
Want to hear the latest in jazz? Or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m., on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, we're going to go to 1936 to one of the great swing artists, and that is Mildred Bailey. She sang a lot with her husband, Red Norvo, and we'll hear her with the number It Can Happen to You, written by Fred Allert and Jimmy Young.
To you.
Mildred Bailey with her husband Red Norvo and his orchestra. And Red Norvo led a particularly fine swing band in the 1930s with many of the famous names like Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, Bunny Berrigan, Teddy Wilson, and the list goes on. And of course, Mildred, one of the great swing and jazz singers of the 30s and of the 20th century. And they brought us It Can Happen to You. Well, this morning we've been going back in time to the 20s and the 30s, listening to some of the early recordings by artists who went on to have, some who went on to have careers that went on for a long time, and others, well, as I said, they kind of faded from the scene after the 30s. But they were all wonderful singers and musicians, or musicians, I should say, and some were both. And we're just going to listen to one of those coming up right now, and that is the legendary Fats Waller. Well, I've heard a couple of his compositions today, and he's going to join us not with one of his own compositions, but from a number written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin for the musical Broadway Gondolier. And it was performed in the film by Dick Powell, who was one of the great Broadway stars of the 30s. But we'll hear the version recorded by Fats in the same year. And the song is it's one of my favorites because it's such fun. Lulu's Back in Town. And then we'll stay in 1935 and hear from Alice Faye. Now, I haven't played Alice for quite a while. And she was that very rare phenomenon, the chorus girl turned star. They talked about it a lot in the movies, but I don't know how often it actually happened. But in Alice's case, it did. And the movie studio in question was Fox Musicals. And she went on to have a stint as their leading lady. And in 1935, she was pretty well getting there, well into her career. So we will hear her from the film Every Night at 8, with a number written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields called Speaking Confidentially. And we'll hear now from Fats Waller and Lulu's Back in Town.
But look at this! Lulu's back in town! My, my, my! Yes, yes, yes! Gotta throw a button on my vest, cause tonight I've got to look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair. Got to get myself boot in there. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall. And again, I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town, yeah. Woman's back of town.
Oh, my, 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 my.
Speaking confidentially, have I ever told you you're terrific? Great as the Pacific, and I care for you. Speaking confidentially, when you're near, I'm higher than a hat is, and the welcome on my mat is always there for you. Baby, this is not the Fleischmann hour. This is not a song the world should hear. Why invite 100 million more ears? It's just for your ears, my dear. Speaking confidentially, I can never tell you what you mean to me. You're everything from A to Z, and that is true. So I mean to say essentially that, speaking confidentially, I'm terribly in love with you. What a gay affair our love would be if we could share a little privacy. But privacy is one thing we miss. When I chance to meet you socially or call around and see your family, if I have a moment, I just mumble this. Speaking confidentially, have I ever told you you're terrific? Great as the Pacific, and I care for you. Speaking confidentially, when you're near, I'm higher than a hat is, and the welcome on my mat is always there for you. Well, baby, this is not the Fleischmann hour. This is not a song the world should hear. Why invite 100 million more ears? It's just for your ears alone, my dear. Speaking confidentially, I can never tell you what you mean to me. You're everything from A to Z, and that is true. So I mean to say essentially, but speaking confidentially, I'm terribly in love with you.
Well, we're almost at the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me today on the show. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we've got one more for you this morning. Our final number for today is going to be brought to us by one of the great stars of stage and screen, and particularly screen. One of the greatest dancers of the 20th century, and he could also put over a song really nicely too, and that is, of course, Fred Astaire. He worked a lot for the RKO studios and all those wonderful movie musicals, some by Jerome Curran, Cole Porter, Irving Berlin. We'll hear him from 1932 with a number by Cole Porter that was actually written for Fred Astaire. It was featured in the musical from 1932 and the film from 1934 called The Gay Divorcee. And it is, of course, Night and Day.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, 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 night and day. You are the one, only you. Beneath the moon and under the sun, whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you. Night and day, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night.